But with that, we move to the time in our worship where we lift up our joys and concerns. And first is the joy of the ministry of our church. And to let you know that our beautiful flowers this morning are for the beautiful birthday of Miss Noelle Carlton, who is Florence Garcia's granddaughter. And so happy birthday to Noelle this week. Also to let you know that this Friday we have our first, as long as we don't have curfews or anything that makes it so that we can't come out in the evening time, but our first Friday food ministry. And if y'all don't know, Pastor Stacy loves to cook, and what I love about cooking is getting to feed people. And I thought, man, what a time like this that I would love to feed some people. And so we are having our first Friday meal that is a to-go curbside pickup that'll be Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. that food can be picked up. This month I am making grilled chicken kebabs with zucchini and onions and peppers and tomatoes on it with a Greek orzo salad and some yellow rice, and it will be delicious, I promise you that. All you have to do is pick up the phone and before the end of Wednesday, call me and let me know how many plates you would like and I will have them ready for you. To cover the cost of ingredients, there's a suggested donation of $5, but money is never required when it comes to church and ministry. And so let me know if you would like a meal, and I would love to cook for you and to put some blessings on that food. Also to let you know, speaking of meals, it is communion meal, and once again, communion pickup from 10:30 to 11:30 right outside the sanctuary. And as well as communion kits to be able to pick up, we do have upper rooms that can be picked up. We do have Sunday school packets to be picked up. And one of our important ministries that we have with our shut-ins is our care card ministry, where we have 20 cards that have made by Vicky Nee that she makes by hand, and are beautiful cards to be able to send the first Sunday of the month out to those who are shut in or just needing some extra prayers. And so as you come through, if you're willing to take a card and to write a note into it and then mail it off, they're all self-addressed for where they are going, but 20 opportunities to send the love of God to somebody in our congregation who could use a pick-me-up. And so thank you, Vicky, for those cards. Thank you, Margie Jones, that puts those together and gets all the addresses on. And thank you to everybody that does pick those up and send them out. They really are appreciated by those who receive them. And so that is the ministry of our church. And we have some fun announcements this morning. We do have birthdays this week. Tomorrow is Debbie Bahada's birthday. And so happy birthday to Debbie. I love this. Wednesday is Wednesday's birthday. Can I say that again? That Wednesday is Wednesday's birthday. So on Wednesday, happy birthday to our very favorite Wednesday sinus. Friday is Tess Hoey and Aiden Dixon's birthday, and so happy birthday to both of them. And Saturday is my favorite student's birthday, as we wish a very happy birthday to Renee Nonoy de la Cruz. And so happy birthdays to those in our congregation. We also, from the Austria family, have a birthday wish that June 9th is Amelia Lim's 88th birthday. This is Rachel and Rayanne's grandma. And the Austria's neighbor, Sally, who's turning 100 this week. And so, Sally, happy centennial anniversary. Boy, the stories you must be able to tell of what's happened in those 100 years that you've witnessed. And the Austrias say, we pray in thanks for the great amount of blessings and years of life God has given them, and pray that God keeps them safe and gives them strength for future birthdays. And so happy birthday to Amelia and Sally. And last but not least that I have on my list is from the Ward family, as we pray continued prayers for Bob and Doug Ward, for God to give them strength and energy and the nutrition that's needed as they battle with, as Doug battles with stomach cancer and as Bob battles with the after effects of stomach cancer surgery. And also with the wards, the good news that Opal made it safely to the Air Force Base in Texas, and there is an address if you're interested in sending a card to her. If you just let me know, I can help you to be able to do that. But for all of the prayers and especially the joys in our church this morning, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite you to go to God in prayer with me this morning. And we pray, mysterious God, power behind all we see, grace beyond all we know, love before all we meet. We cannot comprehend your majesty. We only know your presence in our lives. You who knew us before we were born, you who will cradle us after our last breath. We cannot encompass your glory. Instead, we marvel at all the works your hands has made, and we worship and adore you. It seems too good to be true that you would care for mere mortals like us in our messy lives, often caught up in trivialities, that you would mold us into your own image, social creatures with a divine spark. So good we'd rather not believe, rather not see your image in those around us, crying out for love and companionship, rather not see your wisdom underpinning creation, groaning at our wanton waste and exploitation. God, above all, help us with our unbelief, our incredulity, our self-preserving acts which isolate and harm. Pour mercy into our hearts and souls, giving us eyes to see and ears to hear your gift in every person, every place, every moment. For your greatness is seen in all the world. May our words and actions be our praise of you, reaching up and out into your kingdom, made real for us in the person of Jesus, who taught us so much, including how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now we take time in each of our own ways to offer our gifts unto the Lord as we give of ourselves for God's ministry to continue in this place and all around the world.